Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai. Hallelujah, my Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, we lift you up. We praise your holy, glorious name. I have been very keen to share with you the first weapon that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Anointed One, gave to me. I would like to share with you about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is so precious. Every drop of His blood is so, so precious. Priceless. No one else's blood could pay the price for sins. I'm talking about the blood that we sing about. The only, only blood that could pay the price for my sins, our sins. The holy, holy, spotless blood of the Lamb of God. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The power that comes when you say the blood of Jesus is awesome. The blood that washed away my sins. As we sing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I give you scripture in a moment. At the mention of the blood of Jesus, demons tremble, because even they know that it was the first drop of Jesus's blood that defeated them 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah! Demons know the power of the blood of Jesus, and they look to see if we know the power of the blood of Jesus. They look to see if we are like the sons of Sceva in Acts 19 verse 14, who could only declare the Jesus that Paul preaches. Or they want to know if we truly know the authority that we have, and if we truly know the power of the blood of Jesus. Jesus himself gave us his blood himself for the removal of sins. Matthew chapter 26 verse 27 says, Jesus said, "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the removal of sins." Hallelujah. That is just one reason why I love partaking in communion. And the subject of communion is so big, and there have been so, so many teachings on it that I will leave it for another time. But the fact that communion is something that Jesus himself gave to us and told us to partake in is enough of a command for me not to ignore it. And so I receive the blood of Jesus for removal of my sins, just as Jesus said. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 says, Satan, the accuser of our brothers and sisters, has been thrown down. He who accuses them and keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them before our God day and night. So Satan says, I can come against her because she said that work is making her sick. She used the words, work is making me sick. So I have every right to make her sick of work. Satan stands before the Lord and he says to the Lord, making accusations against us. But there is only one who can be judge of accusations, and that is Almighty God. As a Christian, my one and only defense, my plea is to plead the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away my sins when I have spoken wrongly. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ washed us from our sins by his own blood. So I can say, my plea is, I plead the blood of Jesus as my defense for myself and my ungodly actions. I come under the righteousness of Jesus, and I declare that I belong to Jesus and that he shed his blood for me. And I say again, as it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, Jesus Christ washed us from our sins by his own blood. So to me, the blood of Jesus is my first point of covering from any accusation that the enemy brings against me. I claim and proclaim the blood of Jesus is my redemption, my salvation, my victory, and my protection. So I can say, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, I say this for my redemption. It says, you were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I claim the blood of Jesus for my salvation. As it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, it says, therefore, Jesus also suffered and died, so that he might sanctify and set apart for God as holy the people who believe through the shedding of his own blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my salvation. And I plead the blood of Jesus as my victory and protection, as it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, where it says, the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sins in all its forms and manifestations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Many, many books have been written about the blood of Jesus, and you can read what many theologians have to say. But I thank you that I could share those scriptures with you. Hallelujah, Lord. Let me now pray and declare some affirmations over you, because affirmations of the word of God are powerful. I declare to you, child of God, because you place your hope in the Lord, your strength is renewed. I declare God is able to do immeasurably more in your life than you could ever imagine. I declare that because you believe in God and in Jesus, trouble leaves your heart. That's from John chapter 14, verse 1. I declare from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, because you place your hope in God, you can soar like an eagle, run and not grow weary, walk and not be faint. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. I declare that you have been saved not by works, but grace, so that you might do good works. That's from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. And I declare God is your refuge and strength. He always ready to help you in times of trouble. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I declare to you about the blood of Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were so very far away from God have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. I declare that therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, the place where God dwells, we can go there now. Enter the holy place, the place where God dwells, by means of the blood of Jesus. I encourage us to do that. I declare that we belong to he who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. Hallelujah to you, Lord. And this is why he came. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11 says, but when Christ appeared as a high priest, he went once for all into the holy place, the holy of holies of heaven, into the presence of God, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, having obtained and secured eternal redemption, that is, the salvation of all who personally believe in him as Savior. This is why he came also, Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world as a living sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation, propitiation by his blood to be received through faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you increase our faith. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, uniting God and man, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks for mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious, precious blood. And right now, we declare Jesus Christ, as it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who always loves us and who has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood. I declare that you are, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood. Hallelujah, Lord. This is a quick benediction that we have in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, the source of serenity and spiritual well-being, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood that sealed and ratified the eternal covenant, be with us. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word declares your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. In Jesus' name, I would like to ask those of you who don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you please say with me, repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I repent right now of my sin. I turn away from my sin. And I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life right now, and be my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me right now completely. I ask that Jesus be seen in me. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I pray that God's word has blessed you today. And I ask you to stay in the word. Stand strong. Don't give up. Don't let go. Keep singing your praises to Jesus. Keep loving him and hold on to the cross. Amen. Amen to the Lamb of God. Cling to the old rugged cross. Cling to the Son of God. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.